Augusta Green Jacket.
For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. On a recent evening, the Augusta Green Jackets, Augusta, Georgia's minor league baseball team, hosted the Columbia Fireflies in the team's brand new stadium, SRP Park, located across the Savannah River in South Carolina, in the city of North Augusta. The new state-of-the-art stadium is the centerpiece of a revitalized North Augusta along its riverfront. North Augusta is just one of a number of smaller cities in the state bringing their downtowns to life by creating new work, living, and play spaces and strengthening their local tax bases. Jenny Bulware directs the South Carolina Municipal Association's Main Street program and says the state's surging population is pushing downtown redevelopment.
Main Street efforts on a statewide level, but also on a national level, have been happening for the last 40 years. But the resurgence is based on population. We have millennials that are starting to dictate and request and demand that downtowns become that center. So local officials are starting to say, okay, what would you like to see here? How can we make this place come back alive?
Downtowns in cities like Conway, Gaffney, Kingstree, Hartsville, and Florence, to name a few, are being revived. Back in North Augusta, its Riverside Village is booming. A new hotel, apartments, condos, and retail spaces are being developed, as well as an entire upscale neighborhood. City Administrator Todd Glover says that for years, North Augusta simply didn't have the population base to support a thriving downtown. But the new Green Jacket Stadium has changed that.
There's people who live in Augusta who never cross the bridge, and we really had to provide some reason for them to come across. And now that we've got a couple hundred, 300,000 people coming to games over the course of a year, now we're having the small restaurants pop up because we have that additional population to support them.
Glover says North Augusta is now growing at a record pace, with residential and commercial construction doubling during the past few years. 140 miles away in Florence, that city's historic downtown is being rejuvenated. 10 years ago, many of the buildings in Florence were run down or deserted. Today, it's a different story. Renovated buildings are home to restaurants, offices, and a hotel. A second hotel is being built, with a third one possibly on the way. And some 500 downtown apartments are currently under construction. Partnerships with the Florence-based Bruce and Lee Foundation and Francis Marion University have led to a new library, performing arts center, and two new academic health buildings downtown. City Manager Drew Griffin says Florence had to create its own unique formula for success.
The downtown market was essentially a failed market. And in order for that market to work, we had to find that element, that gap, that would create the ability for investment.
So Griffin says Florence offered incentive packages to private developers that included some public financing in return for their private equity investments. Not only is downtown Florence thriving today, but the city's using a similar strategy aimed at revitalizing four disadvantaged neighborhoods adjacent to its city center. Again, City Manager Drew Griffin.
We want our adjacent neighborhoods to share in the growth and vitality of the downtown, because in almost every case, adjacent neighborhoods to downtown increase the viability of what's going on downtown. We want to make sure that it is shared across the board.
Jenny Bulware of the Municipal Association says there isn't a cookie-cutter approach for a city to use to bring its downtown to life. But she says 18 cities in the state are currently taking part in the association's Main Street program. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney.